All right. The Summer Cast.
Yeah, baby.
Episode 7.
7.
That's where we're at. Yeah, because last time it was 6. True accidentally uploaded it and titled it 5, but I don't blame him because the one before that was 4-2 because we uploaded 4-1 and 4-2, then went straight to 6. Now, this is Summer Cast Episode 7. Got a shout out.
Hey, 4-2 slapped, man.
Blake, if you want to go ahead and shout out our sponsor for the day, it's on the bottom right of it's on the bottom right of the screen.
That's my dad's company chat. So, no, it is not being cleared with him, but I'm sure he's cool with it.
Dude, Blake's looking through the books. I'm like, did we actually?
He let me put Treat Gator as the sponsor of our GB team back in like 2009. So I'm sure this is fine too.
Wait, so we were sponsored at one point?
Yeah. Bro, I put that everywhere. Are you kidding me?
Oh, dang, I didn't even know.
My entire college experience was going into Photoshop and adding, so I would take away the watering bag, the tree, and the gator, and just put the text, so people didn't know what it was. And I was like, "That's my sponsor, Tree Gator." I was like, "Yeah, can I put that?" He's like, "Yeah, that's fine." It's like, "Word." Scott Sissel, the goat, baby,
that's
Papa
goat
Sissel.
Right there.
Shout out for not even knowing you sponsored us. $0 in, but hey, man, thanks for filling up that slot. That's
Papa
key.
$0, pops. Me and Papa Sissel were working out deals on the back end. We got
you get a couple bags. He sent a couple bags
and then he sent a couple bags, you know.
Wait, there's a slogan. Get your bag right. Only the Tree Gator.
Hey, you used
that's
to work
crazy.
There.
That's what I'm saying.
Man,
I was lacking when I was working.
You might have to talk to Pops.
Dude, actually dope. This is a tangent. So, Dad, if you don't know what Tree Gator is, Chad, it's my dad's company, and it is a drip irrigation bag that basically waters the base of a tree. And it's all over the place. If you see a little green bag, it's either my dad's company or a dude that knocked him off. So, I used to work with him. That was the job I had right before TST. So, on all the bags, I took all the photos for all of the bags, and I did all the YouTube like commercials.
Yeah, you did the website,
which is pretty dope.
So, chat, if you ever see a bag on the base of a tree, make sure to take a picture of it and tweet it to Blake.
That's true. So, chat, when we used to travel, we'd like drive like to Florida or like somewhere cross country or whatever. And if we saw a Tree Gator in the car, my dad, and we shouted it out, my dad would give us $1.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like pressed to the windows.
So you were making.
And I was like,
you were
I'd be
making
like
bags.
In Kansas.
You were making bags, seeing
making
bags.
Making bags, seeing bags.
Jeez. There is something there.
There's that was something my there too,
you
dude.
Know, you know, if I was Papa Sissel, my Twitter bio would be made a bag, selling bags. Made a bag,
always
selling
in my
made
bag.
A bag,
always,
selling bags.
Always in my bag. That shit's it makes you, because you don't really think about it. Whenever you grow up, like, Blake, well, first of all, Blake hated when we talked about his how nice of a upbringing he had. But we never did it. I never did it. The only person that ever did it was Monkey, if you think about it.
Yeah,
Monkey
did
it a few
Monkey
times.
Monkey was our fourth.
But that's because me and Monkey never like hung out in person.
That's
like
true.
We dapped each other up once, and I think that was it.
Yeah.
So now, like, now being like older or whatever, and I think about Tree Gator like as a business. It makes me think, because whenever you walk by a tree and there's a bag underneath the tree, you wouldn't think about it unless you know the son of the guy who owns the company.
100%.
You know
what I mean? I think the same way about like PVC pipes. I'll like open up my sink and I'm like, some dude got the bag off PVC pipes.
Yeah, you don't think of the businesses that are out there that are making people money.
Yep.
Because like, they're like it doesn't matter. Like if there's a business and it is even... I mean, I'm guessing Tree Gator is pretty successful, but I'm saying like if there's
in scale, it is
that's
small,
what I'm saying.
His employee base is like 20 people.
Right. So I'm saying like
one location, 20 people.
Yeah.
Like that is nothing in the grand scheme of things. But in terms of the reach, I mean, like in that niche market, it has a fantastic reach. If you're in the garden industry, you know what it is.
So like the dude that owns Ultra Pro that makes top loaders, I just grabbed the first thing I saw, which is these top loaders.
The bag.
Bag, right?
That dude for sure is making money, 100%. For sure.
Like I'm looking up who the CEO of Ultra Pro is. I just got to know.
You know, he's gonna have a spray tan, and he lives in South Florida. Playing magic on the weekends.
About us, Ultra Pro.
My dad knew the guy who invented those little cups of cream at diners. It's crazy, bro. What?
My dad knew the guy who owned the little cups of cream. Somebody invented
little half and half.
Yep.
Wait, those were invented into a point where you could know the dude who invented it? I thought those were invented in like 1800.
I just saw Binozo in the chat said the CEO of Top. Who is the CEO of Top Loader?
I don't see. It doesn't. I don't know. I mean, how do you find out if it's like? Is it
a pretty good website?
Who is?
Mm-hmm.
Who is? Oh shit! What is?
What is this?
Wait, it went straight to GoDaddy.
Yeah, you can find. I guess that's more domain ownership.
Enter
I know the zipper YKK people. Hey, should we get our only YKK zippers, baby?
That's so. I mean, it's just so wild. I mean, I don't know why I'm spending so much time trying to find this guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it too, and I can't.
But I'm just saying, like, just anything that you see, like, and it's because of. I think about it a lot because of Tree Gator. I just like think about
the random businesses.
Yeah, the random businesses.
I've done that since I had a grasp of what my dad's company was.
So wild. Because you have like little things like Ultra, which in reality is bigger, is more, more known.
Component things that you don't realize.
Right. Yeah.
Is an entire subset of the industry.
But then also.
Because like a watering bag, it's not like, oh, yeah, like that's its standalone thing. Like it is paired with a tree. I think the same way about like a mic arm or like a mic stand.
Right.
You because need it, the it's mic not stand the, for mic. The mic.
A lot of people know the mic, but they don't know the mic stand unless it's a company.
That's a good example. I like that.
And on my desk right now are two Yankee candles. Imagine, and that's even scaled. That's scaled higher.
Oh, Yankee.
Like that's scaled higher, but it's still
candle
not.
Candle people gotta hate Yankee Candle, bro. They gotta hate them, dude. They gotta hate them. I just went out front and my neighbor indeed has knockoff Tree Gators. Chat, funny. I don't even know if I've told Hitch and George this. It's not like a secret story. It's just when would this ever come up in conversation? Mm-hmm. So when I was a kid, I used to go to what's called a trade show. If you've ever been to anything similar, seen anything similar, it's basically a big convention center and there's a bunch of booths and companies will buy a booth for the weekend and then represent their product or try and promote their product. And so people have really cool booths. So we'd go to garden center booths and we'd have a Tree Gator one. So my dad would be sitting there, meet with a bunch of people from all different cities that were like interested in using the product, whatever. I'm a kid. I'm like nine. So I would like, you know, dress up in like my Tree Gator shirt and I'd be like walking around, you know, they're like, oh, like, is this your son? I'm like, yeah, what's up? Check out Tree Gator. You know, I'm doing my thing. And so then he would let me walk around and go get all the free crap from all the booths. So it's like, you know, stress balls and, like a coffee like cup and a hat. Yeah. So I'm grabbing like John Deere hats and all this different stuff. So the first year that a knockoff Tree Gator came out, it was called Ooze Tube. And I remember as a kid, I don't understand anything. You know, I'm like, this motherfucker. You know, I'm like, I need to see what, you know, asshole is copying my dad's business. Yeah. So I was like, Dad, I'm going to go to the Ooze Tube booth. So I literally like walked over there and I remember seeing him behind the desk and I was just, I'm just like cussing him out in my mind. I'm like nine. And I remember I got like a free notepad that said Ooze Tube on it. And I just remember bringing it back and I literally felt like I went on like an undercover mission, dude. It was so
like he didn't
funny.
Know I was the Tree Gator.
Yeah. And then that was the first knockoff. And I think there's like 15 now. I'm pretty sure.
That's Damn, wild. What's your dad like think about? It's so funny. I meant it for a joke, obviously.
Yeah, but
we're going into it now. What does your dad think of like Like, what? It, give me the inside scoop of a CEO slash owner and
like
his
knockoff strat?
Direct, I guess, association with knockoff brands.
I mean, it's
patented,
he's
right?
Always, my dad is super, I feel like he has the most, like, hard and fast limits of anyone I've ever met. So it's like, when something comes to the table and it's like, oh, you know, Granger just came out with this bag and it's actually pretty legit. What do we do? And he was just like, we've been around for 15 years. We treat these customers well. If they're going to be loyal to us, then we'll be loyal to them. It's so pragmatic as like, I've never seen him like legitimately stressed out about the competition. I've seen him stressed out about the success, if that makes sense. Okay. So like there was a year that Tree Gator got put into Lowe's, like Lowe's, like,
okay.
And I don't think it was Home Depot, like the hardware store. And then it's basically like the big companies have so many restrictions and they basically just try and bleed smaller companies dry. And he was like, I'm not working with them anymore. So that's really the only time I've seen him super stressed is when other people take all of the inventory, like once the overseas started popping, they bought up everything. And he was like, now I have nothing to sell to my American people. And that's going to stress me out. But with competitors, it's always just like, yeah, that one's pretty good, but they're still never going to catch me.
Right.
In SEO, because he was like, I was like, our company was the only one. If you look up drip irrigation bag, because it's Gator, that's tree irrigator is tree gator.
That's smart.
Oh my God.
That's
dude.
Smart.
What?
Business tactics. Yep. You don't even know about
what?
Dude. Yep.
Irrigator.
So, holy shit.
Like,
I didn't even think about that.
It's in there, bro.
From like an SEO side of things, he was like, he's not. My dad is the least cocky person you've ever met, which is, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But also, he was like, the SEO, they have 10 years to catch up on. And he was like, I'm trying to be retired by the time they catch up anyway,
right,
I'm not sweating it.
Yep. Did you, I don't know if it's a personal question, did you ever think, you or your sister ever think that y'all were next up or no?
Sure, I did. It wasn't really like, oh, I want to be next up. It was like, am I supposed to do that?
Right, yeah.
And so my dad was like, after I started working with him, he was like, yo, just so you know, if it ever happens, if I just randomly take a plane to wherever, you got to run the shit. And I was like, all right, I'm like 15. I was like, I got it, you know.
I got it.
But I mean, I know I could do it because I'm the only one who knows how to do it. But I was
you've
like,
been
do,
there,
I, do I have to do it?
Right. Yeah. I never knew if that was like a thing or not, because my ex's mom owned a business. And she grew up basically being told that she was going to run the business.
Oh, dang.
When she got older, and now she always said she didn't want to do it, but her mom always said, you're going to do it, basically. So I didn't know if that
happens
with
a lot of family business.
Yeah. I didn't know if that's like normal, I guess, which I guess, I'm guessing it is. People whose parents own businesses.
I think
businesses.
It is. Yeah, they just pass it down to their family. I mean, why not?
Like to keep it in the family gives a stability, I guess. For
my dad has always been the type as don't count on me for anything for your career. But if we still have it by the time you need a career, it will be open.
And now Blake plays the block game. Now Blake cusses out GB kids. Yeah. I didn't even think about it because I was just using it as a joke. But if we get into anything like super saucy, I'm just going to hit click out of the Tree Gator thing so the logo disappears in case it gets clipped or anything. We're talking about some reckless shit in the bottom right.
Yeah,
is
just,
your
you see it start to fade away.
I didn't even think about it.
My dad said he's in chat a decent amount of time, and he was like, you don't see my messages. And I was like, why you just roast me like that? Like, why don't you just tell me
you don't
see
my messages?
Yeah, I was like, all right.
Pull his log up. Let's see
My dad loves Patreon. When my dad gets into something, he's like the most committed I've ever seen besides you, Itch. Okay. Yeah, you're probably second to my dad. So, like, smoking a pipe and pipe tobacco is dope. And now my dad literally knows everything.
Yeah, he used to make them in the basement, I remember.
I
was like, holy cow.
And so
wait, when was your dad born? I gotta know if this star shit is real.
star shit?
Yeah, like,
yeah, like, you... what month was he born?
April of 1960.
January, February, March, April. That's different, right?
Yeah, that's different. That's different. Because I'm a March, okay. And I'm like Pisces.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, never mind. All right, star shit's not real. It's not real.
Star shit. It's not real. Confirm. We figured it out.
Confirm, not real.
You were trying to see if you guys were the same?
Yeah. Astrology, yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Nah, keep going.
What was I talking about?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my dad's super obsessed with Patreon right now.
Right, okay.
Because my dad, super geek about the weather, loves pipe tobacco, and has recently been, he met like a missionary dude who flew planes for charity while he was on a trip a while ago. So he's always kind of been in that sphere. But he basically follows all these people on Patreon and they make specific Patreon content. So he's super into Patreon and he was like, you should consider opening up a TST Patreon so you can actually respond to your people because you don't ever see my messages. And I was like, all right, cool.
Dang, a subtle roast in there.
And I was like, we read chat like more than most people on Twitch. And he was like, you don't read mine. I was like, I looked at him. I was like, are you subbed?
Oh.
And he was like, I don't know unless someone gifted me a sub. I was like, all right.
It's funny
what's his username?
I think it's probably beans and balance.
That's what
I remember. Coffee beans, and he's like super balanced.
Super balanced.
Super balanced.
I don't know how else to say to describe balance. Yep. I hope my dad sees this and gets super uncomfortable about how much we're talking about him.
He's going to go ahead and stop. Yep.
This is basically if we had a podcast about George, but George is in his 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
It's wild like how Patreon works. Patreon is a really good idea, but it's a good idea for some people, I guess, because there's also a part where if you have too many things, it seems like you're begging
for money.
Because if we open, I wouldn't feel right opening a Patreon because we already have such a dedicated small core community that it would be like, hey, thank you guys for subbing and for keeping the sub train alive and for gifted subs sometimes and for buying the merch. Here's another random website that you can.
Yeah, it's like 2 months.
You can more. Yeah. Right.
What I told my dad was like, it would have to be something that is a very specific type of content that people don't feel like they're missing out on or we're withholding for them for more money.
Right.
So like, say we didn't put the old school games on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, when we get together, we record old school games. Those videos go up on Patreon.
Yeah.
Something like that. I would be fine with.
Yeah. But,
I have a super, not a fear, but I'm very conscious about starting something that I don't plan to do well because I have a lot of ideas, but I don't start a lot of them because I'm not sure that I can actually take it to the limit I want to take it to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so a bunch of the Minecraft streamers that I watch, and I think some of the Pokemon, or not streamers, YouTubers, and I think some of the Pokemon YouTubers that I watch as well, they all do Patreon because they're YouTubers. You know what I mean? Like, their main goal is YouTube. So they take a while to upload a YouTube video, and so at the end of the YouTube video, basically the people, they thank their, like, a certain part of their tier. Patrons, and then there's different, I'm sure there's different things within Patreon as well. And so there's a bunch of like really good channels that I watch that do that, but it makes sense because it's their, basically their gifted subs. It's their people that are keeping the lights on, you know what I mean? While they make more content.
The above and beyond.
Right, maybe. Right. Yeah.
Old chess, just like calf picks.
Calf picks, yeah. That's OnlyFans. That's something a little different.
Yeah, it's like a little different.
Just a little bit.
I mean, I know a lot of people will just post their regular content on Patreon, and they'll have a couple exclusive things that are only on Patreon. But most of the time, I see it's just early access to content that will be free in a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Because that's what Scar and Toph did, which are the, if you don't know Scar and Toph chat, they're two Melee personalities, basically. And they would do an online show of basically playing Melee online, and it would release early on Patreon and then a couple days later on YouTube.
Huh.
I know, like, the YouTubers, the Nelk Boys, like, YouTube doesn't pay them. So they literally just sell merch, and that's how they get their YouTube money, pretty much.
YouTube.
So that would be like.
Wait, YouTube doesn't pay them? The guys we were watching
because
here?
Because of their content they put out and stuff. So that's how they get paid, is selling their merch and stuff.
So wow. They promote I wonder what restricts them from being monetized.
It's like their content's wild. Like, it's just a bunch of wild
stuff.
You
think, like, well, I mean, it can't be like terms of service, but.
Yeah, I don't know. But literally, that's literally how they get their monies, by selling their merch. So like Patreon would actually be like another, maybe something they could do. Because YouTube doesn't pay them stuff because of their content and stuff.
Hmm. Wow, I didn't.
They do a lot about against the TOS stuff. With the dudes that we watch with the dating thing.
No, that's another. It's like another group of boys.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
No, that's Foot Asylum. You guys are talking about.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, I don't even know what the.
Yeah, they swear a lot.
Hella
they
drugs, alcohol, and firearms. Okay.
Oh, yeah, are these the dudes that like went to the? I didn't hear about these guys
until... They go to colleges and stuff, and they just go crazy.
They went to, like, the Trump rallies and stuff?
Yeah, okay. Make chaos and stuff.
Oh, dude, literally, that makes sense.
That's how they make their money. It's literally through merch, but, like, Patreon would be, like, another way they could also...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, their following is big, like, really big.
I do like... I've seen people do this before, I know we have a lot of people who are super, we have a merch crazy community. I don't know if other people's communities are like that, but they do like say you like name it like the VIP club, whatever. If you are part of that club, you get a discount on future merch and early access to the merch. The podcast that Steph listens to called My Favorite Murder, MFM, they have the same thing. It's called like the cult fan club or whatever.
If
you are a part of the cult fan club, which is like $5 a month, you have a discount code on the stuff and early access, which is cool.
I was looking at.
It has a fan club membership. Yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah,
I was signed up for that just for the merch part.
Mm-hmm. I was looking.
I appreciate the interest, Jeff.
Oh, I was looking at like the top 10 or the top charts podcasts on Spotify, and My Favorite Murder is up there. And I was like, oh, that's the podcast that Steph listens to. Yeah.
They're popping, dude. They're really popping, they do shows. That's their thing now, is they tour and
that's
do live shows.
Oh, that's
and they
dope.
Literally,
that's
they
dope.
Sell out every time.
They're still doing that with Rona or no? Or they were doing that prior? No. Yeah.
Before Rona.
That's probably. Really crazy. Yeah, I know David. Like, speaking of people, David Dobrik, he never got paid on YouTube because he uses copyright music, which is a, dude, is a genius strategy to use music that people can relate to and on an actual... You know, in an actual
he
like
got
everyday
most of
way.
His money through sponsorships and merch, right?
Yeah, his pop up shops would close down cities. Like that shit was crazy.
It's like
because he hasn't uploaded in a year, I feel like people are starting to forget like how popping he was. Like that.
No, dude, when
is
I discovered
crazy.
David Dobrik, I literally watched all.
You guys
of his
were
videos.
Losing it, dude.
Yep.
I mean, no, I didn't. One day I went over to Aaron and Nick's apartment, and they had like a playlist on of all of his videos. And people have been telling me, because I had been vlogging, people have been telling me to watch him forever. But I was like, how is it possible that a 4-minute video could be better than a 10-minute video? Because I would watch Casey Neistat, Fun for Louie, you know, Jesse, like a couple other people that vlog like that. But I never watched. I was like, how could a 4-minute video? And then, bro, I'm telling you, I sat there almost sober on the couch for like 6 hours.
We've all
I was
been there.
Mesmerized. I was like, how is it possible that every single video is hype and funny and then it has like a theme to it and you want to just go to the next one? I mean, I feel
that
like
even get me started when you realized there was a David Dobrik 2.
Now I gotta watch that. It's still like the only if I listen to a podcast, it's views, because that's like the only way he makes content now. Well, he does stream. He plays with Holly all the time. Holly was
That's so funny.
Holly, every once in a while, Holly will text me and be like, "Hey, can you edit this really quick?" And it's like a 10-second TikTok, and I'm like, "Sure, I can splice two things together and send it back to you." But it's always like her doing something crazy with David.
Dude, that's so dope.
And she said something like, "Oh," she was like, "Oh my," she said, "it was so weird. I thought you were FaceTiming me because it said date, because my name is Davis in her phone, and she answered, and it was David, and he randomly FaceTimed her and was like freaking out or like asking her very quickly is something about Warzone, and she was like flustered and had to answer it really quick.
Yeah,
and I was just like, that's like, I don't think you understand how that happened. Like that is fucking crazy. It was really crazy, but yeah, it's cool. It's gonna be interesting to see whenever he does vlog again. Because I don't know.
Did he stop just because of the pandemic stuff?
Like, yeah. I mean, because
too much of their stuff was just out in public and doing stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
And he lives
out and about at bars.
He lives in LA, so it's like. I mean, Cali's gonna be shut down for another 5 years. That's what it feels like. It's great. Yep. Disneyland, you know, Disneyland's not open still.
Mm-hmm.
This whole time, Disneyland's been shut down, and I think Orlando is already popping again.
It's open again.
And all of them.
Yeah, it's open.
SeaWorld,
they have pretty set regiments, but it's open. And they were like, we don't need Disneyland yet. they got years.
I think SeaWorld, Universal, Disney World, they're all open. They're all open. Open and ready for business. You just gotta, I mean, I'm sure they wipe down the chairs and shit, but.
Yep. You know what I mean? Wear masks, you're good.
That's wild.
Yeah, no, they're doing their thing.
Yeah, Florida's different thing. For sure.
Is real to talk about SeaWorld? I never watched that documentary. Whenever.
I didn't either.
The Blackfish, was it called Blackfish? I never
Black
watched
Finn?
It. Blackfin. Blackfish Grill is where I eat seafood. Don't eat.
Dude, such a good name.
There's also Bonefish. That's also a seafood place.
Bonefish slaps.
Slaps. That's where I get the.
Oh, no. I go to Red
bang,
Crab
bang,
around here.
Bang, bang, shrimp.
Red Crab?
Yeah, Red Crab.
Yeah, I never watched that documentary. So the last summer cast that we did was prior to you guys coming here. So you guys came here for your first ever, basically first ever, because we're not going to count October, your first ever content week with Optic. How do you think it went?
Dude, it went great. Literally, we landed there Monday and left Friday, but literally Monday through Thursday, we were just like video onto the next video. To the next video, it was like, all right, what do you want to do the next day? Like a video. Yeah. It was just constant work, and it was actually fun to be around the like atmosphere of like a lot of like people, like like-minded people working together for the same purpose.
Right.
And I really enjoyed that. Honestly, that was really fun.
It was super productive.
Yeah, it was. I think it was definitely
there was like no down chill time.
There
was like I enjoyed what we did, and I didn't feel like stressed out about it. It was just very productive. Everything was all right. Let's food, back to the studio. Let's record. For Optic, let's record for us. Let's go get dinner. Drop us off at the apartment. See you tomorrow morning for coffee. It was a really good schedule.
Oh, yeah. Monday through Thursday, I had coffee. Mocha coffee.
Yes, sir.
Sure I have my coffee.
Yeah, it was definitely the most productive week we've ever had. For sure.
Definitely.
Oh, 100%.
I mean,
it was fun, though.
I love the old school games. We're definitely going to run that back. Every single time you guys come here, we're doing a Don't Laugh Challenge. For sure. Yeah.
That's our best video so far in a long time.
It's
doing really great.
Yeah, the Try Not to Laugh stuff. I gotta buy. I think Roger said something about hitting you guys up to come down, because you guys have to be here for the box break, for the Optic box break, which is happening. Which
Pokemon
is gonna be crazy. So that's gonna be in a couple. I think a few weeks. So I think Roger's gonna be hitting you up to come down maybe a little after Valentine's Day. I don't know.
Cool. Okay.
If you guys are
That's cool.
down for that, which is gonna be it's gonna be fun. I gotta buy MLB Slugfest. I gotta buy that. I gotta buy NHL Hits. I know I gotta get that.
There's a bunch of sports games. Dude. Those you gotta find FIFA Street 100%.
FIFA Street 100%. FIFA Street.
That's the only game I remember playing.
You're going to play Melee? Well, I don't want to play stuff that we know how to play. Maybe N64. Maybe like N64 Super Smash Brothers. That would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. George, going to get the...
I got to figure out how to hold the Nintendo 64 controller.
His legs stick out like 8 feet, bro.
Yeah, Goldeneye.
Old school
yeah.
racing games. Yeah, we did get Need for Speed. I think it was Hot Pursuit.
Yeah, we got Need for Speed, which would be a fun game. But yeah, it was a really good week. Then we did a little
did
bit.
Did you guys
of...
watch the hamster ball video? Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, I did.
I did. Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yep. Yeah, really I loved it.
Yeah, because that was the first time, whenever you guys came down, it was the first time that Matt had started making videos just that week. So it was cool to have you guys in videos with you know, Formal here as well. And
I literally had no idea he was that naturally funny. No idea.
Yeah.
Because I really, never interacted with Formal. Because every time I'd gone to events, he's in champion mode. And it was, don't talk to anybody. Sit with the squad,
yeah.
Get ready for game day. And usually I only saw them afterwards if they lost. Otherwise, yeah. I never saw them.
I talked to him about it a little bit too, because
funny.
Whenever he moved into the Scuff House, that's the Formal. The one that we see now is the one that was that I knew then.
Yeah,
like very funny, very goofy.
Yep.
But then there was so much turmoil within the team that during one part, we were talking about it just yesterday, during one part at the end of Black Ops 3, at the beginning of IW, they like hated each other. Like, like literally the whole team like hated each other. So whenever you saw Matt, he was never happy. He would never smile. He would never he would like every once in a while he'd loosen up and you could be like, all right, so Matt's still in there. But yeah. I was like, we were talking about it the other day. I was like, you were mad. Like I literally was like scared to talk to you for like a year because you were like mad. And he was like, yeah. And he told me some stuff that like, was going on with the team and he felt like disrespected in a couple ways and so he just kind of shut down for a whole year. And I was like, he was like, and then I just went in. He told me, he was like, I just went into champ, like I went into like that try hard
win
mode, and that's all I wanted to do. That's all I wanted to talk about. And I was like, damn.
No,
but now he's back. Fucking hilarious.
Exactly. That's why it caught me off guard.
Yeah,
because I was like, I didn't know that human.
Yeah.
All.
Remember when we went to the Hex Court, the first thing we watched was the pro players, the Optic team
rating the players.
Orbal was cracking me up, dude, because he was just like, no hezzy. Oh, he's at the bottom. He's at the bottom, 100%.
I can't
like,
believe we
put him down.
Put him down. He's lower. He's lower.
Yeah.
And we'd walk in every morning, he's watching a nature documentary. I was like, I love this guy.
Yeah.
Well, he was watching rap battles at one point, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
like,
what? What's going on?
He was like super interested in Farfetch too. No, it literally surprised me. Like I was like, whoa.
Yeah, he's super interested.
I literally just thought you were a champion, and that was it.
He was the homie. He was the homie.
Yeah, and it was funny. It's funny to have him around. It's crazy. I don't even know if he's watching rap battles anymore. Like Nick came back and then he stopped watching rap battles. I was like, now's the time.
Miss Nick, you know?
Yeah, now is the time you should be watching.
Yep.
Right,
the community.
But yeah, glad Nick's back. If you guys didn't watch the Flycast, that came out today. It was it's probably the most open and transparent video I've ever been a part of, and I've been a part of a lot of fucking transparent videos. So
I watched the first hour.
Did you?
I saw you were being open. I was like, all right, we're gonna get into this.
Yeah. I was cleaning my house today and I put my AirPods in. And I basically blinked, and my house was clean, and I finished the whole podcast, and I was like, holy moly, that was intense.
Yeah,
that was insane. Props to him for being able to have the strength and come out and talk about it.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to do that. I don't talk about it a lot on this stream. People just try to find a ways around saying the word maniac, but I finally did say, like, you know, we banned your name because every time I saw it in chat, I would get stressed. I would get, my blood pressure would spike because I was always constantly worried about him and always like it was in the back of my mind, but I couldn't see him or couldn't go hit him up or so there was just not a lot. I mean, there's not a lot I could to do. And I don't lie a lot because I'm obnoxiously transparent, but I had to tell everybody. Yeah, he went and visited mom for a month.
I love that you told him too.
I was like, I lied to everyone. Just
like,
so
I
know.
Lied. Just heads up. I lied to everybody, and this is what I told him. Yeah, that was cool.
So that's up on Maniacs.
Nick's channel.
Yeah, on Nick's channel.
That's a good one.
It's really good.
Yeah, but I mean, I know. I think a lot of people. We didn't have to say it on that podcast, obviously, but I mean, I think there's. A lot of props should be had for, or should be, people should realize how much of a role Hector and Imbo's played in that that whole situation. I mean, that's those are two dudes. If they're loyal to you, and they'll never give up on you. So, mad respect to both of them as well. But now I'm part of, like, I guess 12 podcasts. So
all I do is talk. Yep.
You're
so you got Around the Bar, you got a Summercast, a Flycast, an Eavesdrop, an Optic Podcast.
The Rat Radio.
Radio.
You're like Joe Rogan out here.
Tally, baby, tally.
We definitely got it. Once this whole purge thing, we got to figure out what's going on. I mean, we're going to have like 1 or 2 days a week where we can play something else other than the purge in order not to get left behind.
No, it's like right now, like there is no excuse not to be playing Minecraft.
Right.
Oh no, this server is amazing. Like all the content creators are in this server. It's like perfect. Yeah.
You guys have been liking the purge, I'm assuming.
And yeah. Especially since there's a goal, like every Friday there's a purge, like there's a goal. So that keeps me interested. Like, all right, let's work towards this goal.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, last week our goal was literally to build purges, and that was actually fun. So as long as there's a goal, I'm always interested.
It's funny because like other than obviously Milton, we've got to be the most role play team on the server right now. Yeah, like we are very role play.
100%.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What's funny is I think I enjoy role playing more than I enjoy just being me.
Obviously
it is fun. You're playing a
different
character.
Think some people like role playing because it's like it seems fake.
Blake
having an identity crisis. No, it's just like it's the same thing. This is deep. It's the same thing as wanting a nickname,
mm-hmm.
and because you get to be someone else in a different game, and it is fun. Yeah.
Well, as a Hispanic, you grow up with a nickname. Literally, your biggest insecurity. Your biggest insecurity is your nickname.
Really.
That's actually crazy.
So if you're like, you know, a little overweight, what do they call you? Gordo.
Damn.
So if you're skinny, what do they call you? Flaco. Mine was trompudo because just how my lips were shaped. They're like stick out a little bit more, so they call me trompudo. That was my nickname.
Bro,
that's
like,
fucked up.
So,
bro,
yeah,
2021
but that's your
being
look.
Open Jordan is killing it.
But look,
killing it.
But I'm telling you, like, growing up, literally your nickname is your biggest insecurity. So when you're growing up, like, you go to school, like, someone bullies you is like for like your lift or something, like
right
doesn't even matter to you anymore.
Damn.
Heard it a million times.
Yeah,
so that's why
Damn.
Like Hispanic is like it's like what you're literally calling me my nickname.
I should have been
that's
Hispanic.
Nuts.
They would have called me. They would call me what's acne in Spanish? That's what they would have called me.
Acne, pimples. I'm blanking out.
Pimpulo. I would have been like Davis Pimpulo. And then whenever people talked about it at school, I'd be like, it's cool, I'm Pimpulo, baby.
Espinilla.
That's me.
Espinilla. Yeah.
Hey, Devin, that's Espinilla.
So are they always like a dig, or like did someone just have like a big dick nickname?
What do you mean?
Like, was it always offensive, or were some of them gassing people?
Yeah. Or if somebody just had a giant
it's
wiener.
Your insecurity. No one really had like a big dick name or nickname or whatever. Imagine like big dick.
That's what I was saying. Salchich, does anybody got that name?
Sledgehammer.
Salchichas Largo.
Hitch knows that George loves it now. He knows.
I do. I love
it. He knows, bro.
I do it to Josefa when he laughs just like George does. So it must just be my.
It's just how you say it and how confident you say it, but it's so wrong.
It's
so good. Yep.
You lean all the way in. I love it. But I've been enjoying Minecraft a lot. It literally required like a gear change in my head for the beginning of this year. Since Christmas, I've been in a completely different mindset. My only bit, I can't call it like slipping, but my only bit of like old school mentality is wanting to get good at Valorant. But I think that's just like I have a little thing on the side.
It's
that I'm
like
little,
always, little, there's a little good to have something on the side.
Something,
you know?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of like
all the time.
Kind of like me with Rocket League. But I'm a little different because I could legitimately play Minecraft all the time.
Yeah, you can't. See, I can't do that. I need to have a different game.
Yeah, I get that.
That's why I've been trying to either play Warzone at the end, like after stream or something, or Rocket League.
Yeah.
I finally watched that Waddles video.
Oh, did you? Did you watch
about the building? The whatever one you linked me. That was like him building his basic house building, talking about block pallets and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's the part that I enjoy about Minecraft is making something.
Yeah.
I don't really have an interest in the general rest of things, but I love the building and the creativity aspect of it. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite type – this is the first time I've ever been in a PV – I mean, obviously, I have never played in a server before. I've always played just hardcore by myself. But it's been the first time that I've played in a server that is, like, kind of role-play, and there's also PvP. So there's a lot that I don't know that I am learning, or a lot that I'm, like, taking what I do know about Minecraft and, like, altering it a little bit to make it – so it is PvP, because the people that I watch on Minecraft, they all do the same thing. They all build farms to get a lot of resources from one thing, and they all make them look amazing. That's all I watch. That's so weird.
That's literally our satellite.
That's like the nerdy behind the scenes coding of Minecraft.
I mean, I guess.
Like, that's like legit, and this is no shade. That does not interest me in the
at all.
It's
like
weird.
I can't believe you did
the little cow farm thing.
Like automated fishing and creeper farms and like 0%. But when it comes to building a house, I'm all in.
Oh, I'm down.
See, that's so wild.
I like building with George. Not that I don't like building with you, but like that's what me and George have been focused on recently is like, all right, help me make the sign. Help me make the upstairs.
Right.
Like, help me outline the shape of this. Yep. All right. How do you do this?
Yeah. That's really what I'm.
We don't know exactly how to do it, but like we love doing that.
That's what I like. What chat's saying right now, where they're like, "You'll get there," or one day. It is very possible. Because
I won't write it off for sure.
Because it is basically building. It is basically building a cool ass house. But building a cool ass house the first time is amazing, because that's where you are. That's where you stay. Or building our shop is really cool because that's where we sell out of. But eventually, whenever you want to build something and you have nothing to put inside of it, it's really dope to have a purpose for that build. So every build has a purpose, so you put farms in each build. That's kind of like where it comes from.
That's your knowledge.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Which is, I mean, it's really, really, really fun. It's super
I understand it
fun.
I just I can't empathize with it because I'm not there,
and doing it in hardcore is even more fun. Did you see that? I mean, it's already over. This isn't drama because it's already over and he's already apologized, but Luke the Notable, did you see that stuff, what happened with him? Mm-hmm. He tried to apparently he got like pretty overthinking and got like overthought a situation and got really stressed out. That he came up with this idea in Minecraft where he plays Minecraft for 100 days. And then he goes day by day and narrates it and uploads it on YouTube. And he did 100 days hardcore in Minecraft. And it got like 20 million views. 20 million or 30 million views. Then he did it multiple times. So he did a 500 days and 1,000 days. And he just uploaded 2,000 days. And because it took so much time, because it blew up so much, hundreds of other creators started doing 100 day videos, especially in Minecraft. Same format, there's literally a copy paste of what he did. And I guess it like drove him insane. Like he couldn't get over the fact that like other people were taking his content. So he tried to patent 100 days, the title of 100 days. And he's already apologized for it, and he said, I just got in my own head, and myself out to the point where I just wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted people to know that that's my content, and they were like...
He wanted to be recognized for that content. It's actually insane.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, there's a way...
It's like patented, like, going 100 and 0 in GBs or something.
Right, which you can't do.
But you can't do that.
That being said, whenever Pomage and Seth did Snipers Going Ham, or it was Predator and somebody else did Snipers Going Ham without Nadeshot. I mean, Nade made a video, and in that video, he was like, "It is." I mean, it's weird. It kind of like not it kind of like bothers me a little bit that I'm not involved in that. And like I get that mentality because that happened. No. I mean, literally to this day, every time I see a trivia video, I'm like, that's my, you know, that's daddy did that. You know what I mean? Like that's where that came from. So I can understand the mentality, but then again, the Fine Bros tried to do that with React videos, and that's basically, I mean, their career took a shot for a little bit.
I don't think you can do. I don't think it works.
I mean,
not in a creative personality entertainment side of things. Like, I mean, basically all of gaming stuff basically came from like talk shows and Jimmy Fallon and like old school Saturday night shows.
Exactly.
Like reading mean tweets and stuff like that. Like that's, we're all just getting it from somewhere else. And if it spins off a little bit and becomes something that is truly unique, that is interesting, but like it all trickles back to somewhere.
It does. That's like anything creative.
But I mean, I'm not throwing shade at him. I've never made anything that other people are completely copying, and I don't know how that feels.
Right.
But that is cool that he apologized for it, because it definitely is not a good look.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be
a good look.
But I can
you gotta let other people give you your props.
Right. I can, and for a little while it was like, definitely. And people were like, you only react, or you only apologize because you saw the negative impact. And it's like, sometimes seeing the negative impact of what you're doing can snap you back to reality and realize what things look like from other people's perspective. So I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, obviously, if you're doing super fucked up shit, then yes, that makes sense. Yeah. But
out the gate.
In a situation like that, when it's like TST trying to copyright the Tricam. I mean,
people have done the Tricam.
That is true.
And when I have seen it, I've seen it at least twice, maybe three times. I see it and I'm like, that's what's up. We do that shit. But in my brain, I'm like, it's not going to work. Good luck. That is what I say every time in my brain, because it's not. Like, it's just not. But at the same time, I like seeing it because I'm like, hey, there you go. I have a good time doing it. I hope you have a good time doing it.
Yeah.
But it would be very weird.
That's a good point.
It would feel feel icky trying
to patent
that.
The Tricam. That would be weird.
It grosses me out even thinking about that.
Yet again, I don't think anyone's have ever had three hosts in one stream.
I don't think so either. Not in a
a Tricam, but they've never had a tri-host.
Yeah, not in a consistent basis.
Which, how does that even work?
It won't happen. It literally won't happen.
I'm not saying that out of cockiness. I'm saying that out of you don't understand the amount of logistics that has to go into that and the amount of friendship that you don't have. I'm sorry.
Right.
There's very, very
few people out there that, I mean, because it's what, I mean, it is like the businessman's like number one rule. Any businessman's number one rule.
Don't go into business with your friends.
Don't go into business with your friends.
Oh no! I took an Uber yesterday because of my car,
right?
And I was telling him what I do, and he was like, "Yeah, I went to business with my friends too, and it didn't work out. We're no longer friends."
Right.
Yep.
And this is as crazy as it sounds. It is a business. It's legitimately a business, especially
business at the end of the day.
Yeah. So we have to have hard conversations, and we have to have uncomfortable conversations that regular best friends wouldn't have to have, and.
You just have to have the foundation to be able to take that hit.
But I wrote while we were
that's
talking, I try to write down stuff to talk about next. And I've learned more. Chad, I got to tell you, what is it? February 2nd. I've learned more in the last month and 2 days about George than I've learned in the past 8 years.
So I remember we were in Texas, and I don't know what came up, but I told him, I was like, dude, literally my 2021 goal is to talk a little bit more with chat, right?
Right.
I don't talk too much, but literally talk to you guys more, and then literally be more open just in general, like, you know. So that's literally one of my two goals for this year.
Yeah.
You've been killing it. So far,
there you go.
Because I mean, it takes an initiative from you. It does.
Yeah.
Because I've like, you don't want to pry with your homies, because it's like, well, I don't need to know. I want to know, but I don't need to. So it's like, if it's uncomfortable for you, I'm not gonna make you uncomfortable on purpose to figure out what your uncle's name is. Like
I don't want to share it. It's just like,
I mean, the where it came from was we were at breakfast, and during the breakfast, you said
it was me, you, Blake, and Hex.
And you said, just out of nowhere, you said, "Well, yeah, I'm the only person, and I'm the only one out of my brothers and sisters that was born in the United States."
No, I said I was the first one.
Oh, the first one. Oh, okay.
Born in the U.S.
And I was like, and you just said it, and I remember, I was like, I looked at you, and then I looked at Blake because he said it so casually, and I looked at Blake, and Blake was like, I didn't know that shit. I didn't know that, and then that's when you said, that's what
I was like. Here, let me tell you.
You're
my
like,
goal
here,
real
this
quick.
This is my goal, which I think is
yeah, it's difficult to open up. Well, it's not. It is, but like sometimes I just don't want to like be a burden, like tell you like what's going on and stuff.
Well, so, I mean, it's a lot about your upbringing too, and like what, like do you have a open conversation all the time? Are your immediate friends and family
like
super
open? My family wasn't like that. Like my family wasn't like open like that in general. Like my mom wasn't like that at all. Like literally this Saturday, literally my family built like a family tree. And we literally went over like all my uncles and uncles, my nieces and nephews. Like we went over like where are they and like what they're doing and stuff. Cause my granddad passed away, rest in peace, Papi Neto. But like literally that's why we all got together and like went over like what, like where everyone's at, like with my uncle and uncle and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But still, but like even my family right now is like being pretty open. Like I didn't know most of this stuff that was like going on in my family too, but
yeah. My family,
I'm learning myself.
My family's kind of bottlers too. Not my mom and I, but my extended family is. So I can't really, I mean, I guess my close family was kind of bottlers as well, but nothing, I mean, nothing that extreme.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My family was very, very.
Yeah. You were like learning stuff. You were telling us that you were learning stuff for the first time. It's just, it's wild.
Yep. Like I didn't even know I had an uncle named George. I was like, "What? That's where I got it from."
That's what you're like named after, right?
Yeah, named after.
That's so wild.
It's so cool, though.
Yeah.
No, you've been crushing it, though.
Nope. Appreciate it.
It is easy to know that you're working on it. It's very easy to tell.
Yeah. Is that how your family is, Blake? Very bottled.
No. No. What's weird is like. I think I've mentioned this before, but it's like I sometimes am like I don't want to do what I do like naturally. I want to be this. I want to be this way.
Yeah.
I wish I could bottle. I can't.
I can bottle.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, I can see Hitch can. I
like,
don't think you can. But
I can do it for bottle. Maybe 2 days, and then
it'll
I'm
come
just,
out. You,
it all comes out.
Out.
Yeah.
No, I was telling you when the this is. This is sad, Chad, but when we were leaving the Hex quarters, there was a bunny that had gotten hit by a car, and I can't leave. If I see something wrong, I have to address it immediately. If I'm walking on the street, one of my neighbor's trash can is flipped over, I cannot leave. I have to go over and fix the trash can. So when I saw the bunny, I had to go sit with the bunny and then make sure, you know, he left his world peacefully and not alone. And I was very sad. But I'm with my boys, so I got back in the car, and I was like, don't want to talk about it. It's cool. So we went back to the hotel. I'm good. I take a shower. We get an airplane. And I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm fine. I'm getting better at this. I get home. I took a shower. Me and Steph are watching a Disney movie, and I'm sitting there under a blanket, and I literally start crying. And Steph paused, and she was like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, I had to sit with a bunny that got hit by a car. Like, she was like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, I was trying to be better at bottling, and I can't. Yep.
You can't do it, dude. You can't. Yep. It always comes out.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I can't do it.
I don't know when it's, like we've talked about this before, but I don't know when it's going to happen, but my first cry back, because I've been taking a hiatus, like a 6-year hiatus, 5-year.
Oh, dude, what am I like?
Actually, I might be at 4 years.
How many years, dude?
One time.
I probably need a good cry.
The one time in the Scuff House bathroom, That was the last time like I remember. I mean, I've teared up since then, or I've had a little like wipe, but like the one of those I haven't had
catch
one of those.
Your breath.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
And I'm telling you, when it comes, because this is the biggest break I've had in probably my entire life.
Yep.
So when it's gonna projectile cry whenever it happens, I'm gonna shoot beams of water out of my eyes.
I mean, I
eyes.
Hate it at the time, and I hate not feeling, you know, manly and whatever shit comes along with that. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, I actually needed that one. I needed that.
Yeah.
Yep.
The cartoon cry, the literal anime cry, just
yep.
rivers.
Up, the whisper cry.
I'm
terrible at bottling shit up. I can't do it, and it's just worse because then it like if I don't just get it off my chest immediately, I am more annoying about it when I have to get it off my chest later. So.
Yeah,
no sense.
Yeah, but that's just something where it's crazy how different all three of us are in almost the perfect way. You know what I mean? Like, it's really weird.
It is, but dude. I think that's why it works.
That's why
it has to be.
And I'm
why
not
it
saying
works.
Like, oh, we have the secret sauce, but it's been going pretty well so far.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think there is a lot of people out there that hate all three of us. I know some people probably dislike me and Hitch because we are more bold. Hitch is more head ass. I'm rude
and
arrogant. You guys
definitely take more bold takes and stuff.
Yeah.
But. There's no one out there that hates you. It's just not. Like, unless it's like a true blue asshole out there, maybe. But it's like there's probably one of us for each of us out there. If that makes sense.
Which is good. That's why it works. You might hate two of us, but that one guy will make you stick around.
Well, man,
you know?
It's like I don't like the rest of them, but I like that guy. Yeah. He gets me. Yeah.
Miranda said TST is literally all of my personalities meshed together. It's so funny.
It's so good.
You can relate to sometimes, each of us. Are you Hitch this week? Are you George?
Sometimes
this
you're
week?
Head ass and you're Blake. Sometimes you're just like about your grind and skill, and you're George. Sometimes you're overly horny, then you're me. I get it. It's just three separate. If you add us all together, it's like the Trinity Stone or whatever Thanos had. The YouTube hit 70,000 this week.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
A good goal would be to hit 100K by the end of the year.
I mean, I hope it. I mean, hopefully. At least that, because we're. I think we can definitely do that.
Yeah, we hopefully. Definitely haven't been averaging. We used to average like around 20K views a video, kind of.
Yeah,
it's kind of gone low a little bit.
Well, we knew when we switched over from Call of Duty at the very beginning that it was going to take a little bit of a hit. But but as long
he's
as going
to get the Minecraft people to.
Right. Blake kind of got me the way Blake's mentality was at the beginning of this year kind of like helped relieve a lot of my stress, because as long as you can look back and know that the content is good, then there's nothing else you can do. And right now, the content that we are creating outside of Call of Duty is better than any content we've made inside Call of Duty, in my opinion. Besides maybe Black Ops 4, because we had some really good Black Ops 4 content. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, when you guys were here, we did the old school games. I think the summer cast, I think especially the Purge server, the way that we're doing it right now, I think it's some of the best content we've ever made. So hopefully... try not to focus too much on numbers, because I've always been kind of a numbers guy, but
yeah,
you have. And I mean, me and George were sitting in the hotel room in Texas, and I saw somebody's tweet that was like, to all the streamers out there, here is a piece of fact to digest. And it was, if you average higher than 40 concurrent viewers on Twitch, you are in the top 0.4 percentile of streamers. If you average more than 40. You are in the top 0.4.
Yeah.
And the fact that the three of us get to do this and make a living doing it.
Yeah.
That's already a dub.
That's
already
a dub right
there. And I do the same thing. I know you do this because you think about numbers even more than we do. But like the people that we compare ourselves to, those colleagues are literally top of the top echelon. Yeah. There is nothing higher than those people besides legitimate A-list celebrities that are not in gaming. Like, they're the top of the gaming sphere. And so it's hard not to compare to those peoples. But in general, the fact that not one person, three people get to make a living making content and gaming and doing things that are entertainment at the source of it, it's already incredible.
Yeah. And it does, it feels, I mean, I think I was able to take it like a larger, like I'm way more calm this year about everything than I have been in a really long time. And I think a lot of that does have to do with the collaborations we've been doing and the notoriety and the vibes whenever we do collaborate with people. I mean, we started off the year with Doc, with playing with Doc all the time, and then we played with Lupo, and we've been playing with Marcel, and now the Purge server. I mean, it seems like every single time we collaborate or we do something with other creators, it comes out in like very positive way, where even if they don't showcase what happened in their content, their live chat enjoys it, or they're excited to do it again. And I think that is like one of the cool, because there have probably been countless of collaborations that have happened in that scene with those big of creators where it's awkward and then they never want to do it again.
No, dude, there's no better gasp when you go into like someone you're doing content creation with, you go to their chat and then their whole chat's like, dude, I love watching these guys. Like, these guys are dope.
It's like, I don't know them, but they're cool as hell.
Like, that's the best gasp, dude. Like, I love doing that.
It's amazing.
I'm really excited to do the Rat Radio Dr. Lupo thing again.
Ooh.
Yeah, definitely. Dude, we'll do that. Definitely do that. I guess we can talk about this. But did you guys see that? Oh my god. It was a while ago. I couldn't get my mic straight, but it was like a week ago. But did y'all see that Zuma retired?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been streaming like every day, and he played, I think he's in that like nameless tournament. It's called like the Boomer Bash or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he's playing on keys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool.
Here's my question. It's happened. Blake and I obviously know this. It's happened in Melee. There are countless of people in Smash Melee because it's such a hand intensive game. So much strain on your hands that many people get carpal tunnel or some sort of hand injury. And now, and that's because, I mean, if you see their hands, they literally do this all the time.
Which is insane.
I saw a thing that, I think this was in the Smash documentary, that they average the same inputs per minute as a professional StarCraft player.
Right. And
really, the Melee?
Which is a keyboard.
Melee, yeah.
That's actually insane.
Average, the average inputs as StarCraft, which is, because StarCraft might be the most average inputs of any esport.
All right, so what are you saying?
So in Melee, there have been a bunch of people, that have retired because of their hands. But then they designed a legitimate Smash pad is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And it's like a Street Fighter board, but you press the buttons with one hand and you move a joystick with the other hand. And I mean, I would say there could be a Smash pad for for COD, but it would legitimately be a keyboard.
Yeah.
So you gotta wonder if situations do arise, what are your guys's, opinions on allowing keyboards in competitive play?
Dude, keyboard and freaking controller play so differently, even in COD. Like,
it's like almost, I don't know, dude. It's like almost especially in COD, it plays different.
Probably only COD. I don't know. I don't know if I would allow it, dude. I feel like there's an advantage to keys, in my opinion, probably. Like the skill gap. I don't know.
I don't know if I definitely prefer controller only. But, like, there has been events, and they're not Call of Duty players. But, like, remember it was, like, at the start of Modern Warfare, you got, like, Shroud versus Scump. And there have been keyboard versus controller players. And it's – I don't like watching – COD on mouse and keys, but like Warzone, people play controller versus mouse and keyboard all the time. And I know it's different. It's not PvP, it's kill race, but I don't think it's far enough of a stretch if there are enough repetitive stress injuries like that. And I honestly don't think it was a thing before slide canceling.
Yeah. Is that how he got his injury, from slide canceling?
I legitimately don't know if he would be able to say that, but yeah. Other repetitive stress have you ever seen from a game? Yeah. It's because it is something that you innately have to do all the time to be at the top of your game. And that I literally had to stop using the specific type of controller that I used at the beginning of Modern Warfare because I played Shipment for Obsidian. And I was slide canceling for 2 weeks to get Obsidian. And I could not play with that controller with my wrist. And I mean, if that becomes enough of a problem as it already is, I think that conversation would be open. I'd be open to it because we already see keyboard versus controller in Warzone.
Yeah.
I don't think keyboard. I think the only. I think I think the only. Yeah.
Okay.
I think the only thing that would be. It would be a situation where the keyboard player would have to only play respawn, in my opinion. They would have to have a sub for search.
S&D is different.
Because S&D, I mean, even without even playing before, just watching Doc while he was playing on mouse and keys, just annihilating people, I was like, that's, I mean, obviously Doc plays a shit ton of Call of Duty or video games, so he's used to it. But, I mean, just the way that was happening was like really impressive to me. But I've talked to some pro players and they were like, it's such a close quarters game, like respawn Call of Duty.
A controller might take advantage.
A controller would take advantage in almost every situation.
Almost every situation. Only the long, I think only the mid to long range is where the mouse actually takes advantage. But close range, controller all day.
Right. I'd like to see what it would be like.
Yeah.
I am not against it.
I'm not against
because
it.
Because I think the COD pros and the current pool of COD talent is so deep and it's all controllers. I think it would take keyboard players a long time to catch up. He's playing somebody versus keyboard, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might actually see other pros, like good mouse and keyboard players, join the scene then.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like, oh, that's immediately going to be overpowered. It would take keyboard players a while to catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To how good the Call of Duty pool of talent is controller.
You said in Melee they allow those little joysticks you were talking
about? Yeah,
they allow Smash boxes.
Well, there was a whole, the whole issue, the whole argument was, like, can you do something on the box that you can't do? That's what it's called, the Smash box. Can you do something on the box that you cannot do on a GameCube controller? So basically what they ended up doing, and I'm pretty sure this is the ruling as it stands, was you're not allowed to have any input that is a macro. So it's a combination of two things.
Right.
So basically it would be like crouch grab. So you can't have one button that does crouch and grab.
Two things. Yeah.
So
yeah.
For instance, if mouse and keyboard is allowed, you couldn't map, you know, slide cancel to shift. So all you have to do is press shift and your player slide cancels.
Yeah. Because that's a big thing.
Right.
That's a big thing in Counter-Strike, is that it's against the rules to map two things in one button, but
that's a
bunch
big thing
of players
in Fortnite.
Do it.
A lot of people in Fortnite have been caught doing that.
Yeah.
But I think that's the ruling as it stands, and I don't think that'd be that much of an issue. I mean, it would be aim assist versus mouse and keyboard. You have your whole arm to aim with, but like, people are just so good at COD. I don't think it would ruin the scene. I think it would take them a while.
Like, a big reason that keyboarding is considered a bad thing in Call of Duty is because they keyboarded on console and it read as a controller, and so they still got heavy aim assist. But I think the aim assist on controller versus non-aim assist on keyboard, I think it's pretty balanced in a lot of ways. There are a lot of things you can do on controller that you can't do on PC. There's a lot of things, or on keyboard, there's a lot of things on mouse and keys you can't do on controller. I think it's balanced. I mean, just imagine, like, you would almost have to have your slow AR on keys.
Yeah, 100%.
Like that's the thing with Zuma, is like, I don't know if Zuma's play style could could keep up with controller players.
Well, his
play that play
might be different on keys.
Right. He would have. I mean, I think he would play like a.
Yeah.
Because that's just the easiest way to do it. I don't know. I think there's something to be explored there, but who knows if
they'll ever even.
Yeah.
If it comes to that, I'd be happy to see it integrated.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be immediately against it. I'd like to see how it plays out. Yeah. Plus, it gives people a bunch of content because the whole Fortnite community's just been talking about controller versus keyboard for the last 2 years. Aimus, this is OP. That's a free upload. That's a free 100K view.
They say that, but they don't remember where like 98% of the people that were at the cup were literally like
mouse
keyboard.
And keys. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's like two dudes on controller.
Yeah,
like
yeah. two.
That's
guys.
The same thing as like hating on HBox for Jigglypuff. It's like, do yeah. you see anyone
right.
else use
yeah.
a Jigglypuff?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not OP, I promise you.
Yeah, that's true. What is happening with Fortnite? Is Fortnite in shambles or are they on the comeback?
I think they realized they were in shambles and they were like, 20 million.
20 million.
I don't know if it's 20. It's something with a 2 in it. I don't know. If it's 2 million, that's rough. If it's 20, good.
I think it's
but
2 million. I think it's, I thought it was 5. I guess
I don't know what it is. I just made up a number.
Oh, okay.
But
are you talking about a tournament? Like they're hosting a tournament?
No, their entire
like
prize.
Like how much they're dedicating to the year.
Oh, it
I'm
is
pretty
20.
Sure
oh, okay.
It's
20. Oh,
it is
20. Okay, okay.
Okay, because I thought it was low at first, but 20 million is not low.
No, 20 no. million is not low. But I mean, they basically, I think they just neglected the side of things and focused on the, I want to be on the toy aisle of Target, which
yeah.
they are. I think they focused on the young audience. And now they're realizing, oh, we went a little bit too far. We are completely ostracizing our competitive community. Here's 20 million.
Right.
So
hopefully they
do. Good. Yeah. Zate, I am not familiar with that, but I at least know the name.
Right.
He retired. And then as soon as the prize pool was back announced, he was like, all right, I'm back. I'm just kidding.
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back. I lied.
Yeah, because I know a bunch of streamers went back for like a week. Right, like Nick.
Oh yeah, because there was no skill based matchmaking on quads.
But it was
yeah,
this
so
was like a month ago. It was like not
yeah.
even a month
well,
ago.
I mean,
that's
a while
Nick,
ago.
Yeah.
Nick Merckx was playing Fortnite for like a week or
it was
two.
Like Nick, Tim, Cloak.
Yeah,
they all mm-hmm. went back. And played
I don't think
with
it's
Cypher.
Really changed since then. I think it's still like at a decent state. It's not like the whole map's underwater.
Yeah.
But I just think the player base of Fortnite has shifted a little bit.
Yeah. I did see that TSM exited Fortnite, which is crazy because they were one of the first people to get into
even,
Fortnite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to put pro players in Fortnite.
Yeah,
they were like some of the first blow up.
Yep.
Yeah. That's wild.
But I would like to see Fortnite back. I like when games do well.
I do too.
I don't ever wish, you know, for any game to fade out. The more yeah. games are talked about in the general public, the better it is for everybody.
I agree. The only time I get frustrated is when people pour money just because the only time I get frustrated is when people give value to games based on how much money that game is pushing out rather than how much people are viewing the game, if that makes sense. Like, there's ways that people talk about Overwatch.
That's like an Uber driver thing.
There are ways that people talk about Overwatch orgs and teams like they are like they match up against the NFL, like in types of branding and I guess, like, you know, how big
notoriety.
They are. That's what I was looking for. But it's just, I mean, I think Overwatch, if it's going to be successful, still has a long way to go, in my opinion. Because right now, I don't know what they got to do. But, I mean, obviously, COVID just stopped all
hurt,
of their plans.
All
stopped everything.
In general, yeah.
But that's the thing that sucks with all the franchises. Because I don't even think League of Legends had any events this year.
I don't know if anybody had
I don't know.
Events.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't
this
think anyone's
I mean,
having events. Everything's
ever,
online.
Ever since March, I don't think anything has been.
I'm saying
they're all moving to Texas and playing over.
Oh, League did
League
keep
had
going?
Worlds? Okay, that's cool. Did
well,
they do like a bubble thing?
How was the Dallas team the most paid winners of 2020 then? Because they won champs.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know how.
It was like the Dallas team and Magnus Carlsen were the most paid esports players in 2020. And I was like, so Dota.
League? Yeah.
Dota and League.
Yeah, what happened to the other ones? Yeah.
Counter-Strike, like, they all, I guess none of them did, like, online stuff, but maybe it's just different. I don't know. Maybe it's just different with how, like, things are paid out and things like that.
Do they have franchising in League?
Yes.
Okay.
The franchise esports are League, Dota Watch. League, Overwatch, Call of Duty. I believe that's it right now. League, Overwatch, Call of Duty. I think those are the only franchise.
Is Rocket League franchise?
No.
It's just org.
It's just org.
Competing
against org.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. It's definitely org. Yeah.
Okay. So
I do. It's a tangent, but I love the collegiate aspect of Rocket League. So cool.
Oh yeah.
That
yeah,
you can literally watch colleges play colleges in game.
That's
so dope, dude.
Yeah.
Because that's like that you can probably talk to girls on campus and not get made fun of. You'd be like, yeah, I actually play the soccer car game. Like, yeah, we have a team. Like, that's so dope. There's a college COD League too. Yes, but it is not as
it's not integrated into the game. Like, literally Rocket League promotes the college league in the Rocket League.
In the game. Yeah.
I have not watched enough collegiate COD. I have seen tweets about it, but I have seen very little. I've not watched it to judge it heavily. But the Rocket League one I know is done well because it's in my face all the time and it's done well.
They get a lot of views, dude.
And it's casted well, too. Yeah.
I don't really watch it, but every time I like pop in for a second, like they have a lot of views in there.
It's just appealing to a general audience because Rocket League is so easy to understand.
Yeah.
It's super dope.
That would be, I mean, I think there's potential with COD, but also it's so much easier to do things like Rocket League. Like COD, you got to get 4 players. You got to practice all the time. You can't really get good practice if you're not playing with your team against other good teams. So then I guess there'd be college scrims. I don't know. At one point I was like, hey, I want to coach the ECU team because that would be a lot of fun. That'd be so much fun.
That'd be dope.
I would love like flying out of the hex quarters for finals.
Creating strats for the
here goes East Carolina. Da, da. Yep. For the ODC. Wear my fucking wear my jersey and stuff. Like that would that, like I have like I don't know. That would be a lot of fun, but I don't know.
I just love how little inconsistencies there are in Rocket League. Like I love COD. I'm a COD kid. I am on a COD team, but you have to live in Texas if you're going to be good. You know what I mean?
Oh.
With Rocket League, it's like, what I don't hear, the house was terrible, man. Like, we were, you know, you don't hear about any sketchy stuff. At least I don't. I'm not integrated into the scene.
Yeah.
It's just so simple, and it's like the skill gap is so high that it's like you become untouchable. It doesn't come down to the micro advantages. Like, oh, man, it's...
Yeah, what would a better ping help you with in Rocket League?
I mean, I'm sure it helps because, I mean, I see clips of them posting, like, how did I get blown up here? And it's like they drive like this and then they blow up. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
I know it exists, but it's not like you have to absolutely boil down and suck every advantage that you can.
Right.
To win.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I love Rocket League. I love their rank system. I love that you can put different types of cosmetics on the cars and look cool. So I hope COD doesn't fuck that up because I think they might. But I got to pee, so let's wrap this up. Chat,
let's go, baby.
This chat and people on YouTube. The Summercast is available on YouTube and as well on all audio platforms. So that shit is up on Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
maybe even SoundCloud. I don't know. It's everywhere.
It's worldwide.
It's everywhere. So if you want to listen to it everywhere, we'll get back on the weekly schedule of things. Just with the guys coming here for a week, and then the purge started. We missed a week, so but we'll get back on it. But thank you guys so much for watching. That is going to do it, and I'm gonna go pee.
Peace.
Also, shout out Tree Gator. Bye.